Waukesha would be the first community completely outside the Great Lakes Basin to apply for lake water under the amended Great Lakes Compact, if the city goes ahead with its application. But at another public hearing last night, some Waukesha residents and conservation groups from elsewhere in the region raised concerns about the potential diversion project. Cheryl Nen is with the Milwaukee Riverkeeper Group. She says Waukesha's idea to possibly return water to Lake Michigan through Underwood Creek in Milwaukee County could worsen pollution in the creek.
I think this is really important in particular because I think it's important that you know that Underwood Creek is impaired for bacteria already. So it's really important that we reduce the level of bacteria.
Other speakers questioned whether Waukesha has taken a close enough look at alternatives to Great Lakes water and whether Waukesha is ready to work with Milwaukee on housing and some economic issues if the lake water goes west. But Waukesha resident Jean Tortomasi praised her city's analysis of the diversion proposal and says she's willing to help pay for a pipeline of lake water.
Do I want to pay higher water rates? Of course not, and I don't think anybody else does either. But the fact remains that we must do something about our water situation.
The Waukesha Common Council is expected to vote next month as to whether to submit a diversion request. It could take years for other Great Lakes states to approve any such project. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Waukesha.